Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear about the increasing popularity of board games among young people. Toy industry experts say some people in the United States are turning off their electronic devices to play with classic toys like board games. This is especially true among the so-called millennial generation. People of this generation were born in the 1980s and 1990s. One coffee shop in Los Angeles is making profitable use of the increase in popularity of board games. Game House Cafe opened in November of 2013. The cafe is dedicated to board games. It has more than 750 games available for its customers. The business does not feature wireless internet connection. Many customers, like Roxanne Lee and her husband, Agassi Lay, think that is good. Miss Lee praises the atmosphere of the cafe.
And I think it's very interesting for spending quality time together, so that's why I like it.
Agassi Lay used to like playing video games, but everything changed when he discovered board games a few years ago. Agassi Lay likes to play a board game called Escape the Curse of the Temple.
You keep rolling dice and try to move to different places and try to escape the temple.
Mr. Lay and almost all the customers playing board games at the cafe are millennials. Market research company Euromonitor International says the new interest by millennials in the games is expected to increase U.S. sales, but sales of video games are expected to grow more. 23-year-old Waylon Bourne is one of those board game-loving millennials.
I think more with my generation, they're wanting to take time, they're wanting to take it slowly. And I think, too, you know, video games have kind of lost their glamour.
Millennials are not playing the classic American games they know and love. They are choosing new games from Europe. Terry Chiu is an owner of Game House Cafe. He says many Euro games have become popular around the world. He believes this is because the games are not based in language. Instead, they use symbols and have simple rules.
Because of the rise of European games or Euro games or German games, as they might also be known in the last 15 to 20 years, it's actually become sort of universal. There are certain titles that have really crossed a lot of cultures to really capture the imaginations of different people.
Many millennials, including Christy Nimi, say there is one thing a board game can offer that a video game cannot provide.
The more personal aspect of just being with friends and seeing each other in person, and, you know, that's probably the main difference and the main appeal.
Adrian Oppel is with the Toy Industry Association. She says the new generation just wants to put down the telephone and tablet and connect directly with other people. June Sims. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.